He still talks to us. I know that at least one person that's been here has been getting what I've been trying to say. As I saw them on the road this morning, and they looked at me and they said, "Yes, sir." He speaks. And when he speaks, what do you say?
当他说话的时候, 我们怎么说?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Lord. Speak, for your servant, your handmaiden, hears.
是的主啊, 请说, 你的仆人, 你的使女,
and it's a wonderful, wonderful gift if God can give you an ear to hear what the Spirit says.
如果神能够给我们一个耳朵, 能够倾听圣灵的声音, 这是何等的蒙福。
And when he finds an ear that will hear, he speaks.
当他找到一个可听的耳, 他就会对他说话。
There was a time in the Bible where God didn't speak much. He couldn't find anybody that would listen.
在圣经上说, 有一段的时间, 神没有办法说话, 因为他找不到一个可听的耳。
And he needed to get a hold of a little boy named Samuel.
所以他必须找到一个小孩子叫撒母耳。
And he spoke to Samuel. Samuel didn't understand it right away.
当神对撒母耳说话的时候, 他刚开始不明白。
He heard his name, but he didn't know who was calling. He thought it was Eli.
他听见有人在呼喊他的名字, 他不知道在谁在说话, 他以为是以利。
Eli said, "That's not me. You go back to bed."
以利说, 我没有说话, 你回去睡觉。
But God kept speaking. He was cultivating an ear in that boy Samuel.
但是神继续地在对他说话，他在训练他的耳朵。
And then the Lord said, or Eli said to Samuel, "Samuel, if you hear that voice again, you know what you say?"
终于以利教他, 撒母耳，如果你再听见那个声音对你说话，你知道要怎么做吗？
You hear that voice, you say, yes, sir.
当你再听见那个声音的时候，
you say, speak, Lord.
是的，主啊，请说。
Because your servant hears.
你的仆人静听。
He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet.
当他说话的时候，他的声音何等的甜美。
And he walks with us, and he talks with us, and he teaches us.
他与我们同行，他与我们交谈，他教导我们。
We are being discipled by a wonderful teacher.
因为我们在被一个很奇妙的老师在门徒训练。
And he wants to lead us and continues to lead us on.
因为他在带领我们，而且要持续的带领我们。
Deeper, higher.
让我们更轻、更深、更高。
And so we want to hear him this morning.
所以今天早晨我们也要听他说话。
We want to let the Holy Spirit speak to us. And you can help that along by saying, Lord, I'm listening. Here I am. Speak to me, Jesus.
今天早晨我们希望他对我们说话，而且我们可以帮助他，我们可以对他说，主啊，我在这里，请对我说话。
Speak to me through a song.
借着一首诗歌对我说话。
Testimony through a prayer.
借着一个见证，借着一个祷告对我说话。
Through your word, whatever way you want to, but Lord, my ear is open. Speak, Lord.
或是借着你的话语，不管怎么做，主啊，我的耳朵向你敞开。
And if you listen carefully enough today, I'm sure he'll speak.
如果我们今天仔细的听，我敢保证他一定会对我们说话。
And with his speaking, he then will give you the grace.To follow.
当他说话的时候，他也同样给我们恩典，让我们可以顺服。
Jesus, we thank you this morning that you are here.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为今天早晨你在这里。
You are here to help us.
你在这里要帮助我们。
To strengthen us, to bless us, to teach us.
要坚固我们，要帮助我们，要来教导我们。
Lord, left to ourselves, we don't know the way.
如果任凭我们的话，我们不知道该如何行。
We don't know if we should go to Gilgal, Bethel, or New York.
我们不知道我们是不是要去吉甲，还是伯特利，甚至去纽约。
But Lord, we thank you that we can hear that still small voice that says, "This is the way. Walk in it."
但是主啊，我们何等的感恩，因为我们仍然可以听见那微小的声音对我们说，这是正路，你要行在其中。
And Jesus, we thank you that you go before your sheep.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你在你的群羊前面行。
And your sheep know your voice and they follow your call.
因为而且你的羊认得你的声音，他们会顺从你的呼召。
So give us ears to hear.
主啊，求你给我们一个可听的耳。
And give us a heart to respond.
并且有一颗心可以回应你。
Lord, as we worship this morning, as we sit in your presence, we pray that you will draw us.Nearer and closer to yourself.
主啊，当我们今天早晨在敬拜，坐在你的脚前的时候，求你来吸引我们更亲近你。
Until we are wholly lost in thee.
直到我们完全忘我的，沉浸在你的同在中。
That's your design. That's your purpose to bring us to that place where it's no more I, but it's Christ.
因为这是你的旨意，也是你的计划，让我们能够在你的其中。直到不再是我，乃是基督。
So we give this morning as your opportunity to work in us.
主啊，我们就说今天早晨是您的机会，你来做工在我们里面。
And we thank you for it.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing that last.
再唱一次。
I sing.
第九首，中文诗歌第九首。
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, my sheep. No, my
Recently, my father, he wears hearing aids, and he was having problems with his hearing. And the place, I'm sorry, oh, you, no, you can say something for me. but recently, my father was having a problem with his ears. And They wanted him to go to a hearing specialist, and my father kept putting it off, and finally things were happening, but he wound up going to his doctor, and I said to his doctor that he was complaining about something in his ear, and the hearing aid wasn't working for him in his ear. And so the doctor looked in his ear, and he didn't see anything right away, but then the more he flashed the light, he found my father had something stuck in his ear. And the doctor pulled it out, and when he did, my father, the doctor said to my father, "Can you hear?" He said, "Yes." He said, "That made such a difference." And I was sitting here, and we were praying and worshiping, and what Brother Ernie had sung about the shepherd hearing our voice, hearing his voice. He said, sometimes, Lord, we let things get in our ear.
Yes.
We clog up that hearing. But the Holy Ghost wants to take things out.
Hallelujah.
He wants us to hear his voice.
Amen.
He wants us to be listening.
Amen.
But we can't listen if there's something stuck in there. And I'm thankful that God helped my dad, but I thought, Lord, today,
help us all.
Lord, do something for us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes,
that our ears would be unclogged.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
That we would hear the voice
yes.
of God.
Amen.
That we would hear the slightest whisper
Amen.
Of his voice.
Thank you.
That by the Spirit of God, he could speak. And we would say, like Brother Ernie has said, yes, sir. Yes, Lord. What do you want to say to me?
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes, Lord.
刚刚这位姐妹的见证是说她的父亲最近 听力很差，变得很差，助听器都没有办法，都没有用，所以后来他就带他去看医生，结果发现他其实耳朵里面堵上了一个东西，当医生把这个东西挪开以后，他就可以听见了。所以今天他觉得神也是希望圣灵也做工在我们的里面，如果我们耳朵里面有什么东西堵着，让我们没有办法听见。
Let's continue to pray it.
让我们继续来祷告.
Join together.
一起祷告. 115首在红色大那个诗歌本.
Open my eyes and I may see. This is the truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall at last and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee.
more time. That second stanza only.
我们再唱第二首，在第二节，只唱第二节。
Open my ears.
Last year, I heard the Lord speak to me very clearly. Brother Jim was hanging between life and death.
当时Jim弟兄在生死之间。
And it was all of a sudden.
忽然。
But the Lord spoke to me. I prayed. I said, Lord,
Lord,
let your will be done.
愿你的旨意成就。
That's the safest prayer I can pray.
这是我可以祷告的最简单的祷告。
I have a heavenly Father who loves us greatly.
我有一位天父，他这样的爱我们。
He not only is all love, he's all wisdom.
他不仅是满了爱,
all knowledge.
他也是全知的。
All of those things I repeated to the Lord Jesus. I said, don't pay any attention to what I want. Let your will be done. Because you know best. Your will is perfect. And the Lord spoke, and he said, I want him.
主就说话了，他说我要他。
I said, Lord, he was yours before he was mine.
我对主说，主啊，他属于你，在他属于我之前。
So it was a couple more weeks, maybe 2 or 3 weeks.
所以几个礼拜以后,
he just slept away into the arms of Jesus.
他就安稳地躺卧在耶稣的手臂里。
That was the first thing that happened last year.
这是去年发生的。
And then when I had a car accident in October,
然后十月份我又有了车祸。
I found myself in an ambulance.
我发现我被带在救护车里。
And they, I said, what happened? They said, you just hit three cars.
我问他们说发生什么事了？他说，哦，你刚
刚撞了三辆车。What about the other people?
哦，我说车上的人怎么样？
They said they were parked cars.
哦，是在停车场里停着的车子。
My car was totaled.
我的车子完全毁了。
And they said, who do we call?
他们说我们给谁打电话呢？
I said, my three sons are in Canada.
我说我的三个儿子在加拿大。
But you can call my pastor.
但是你们可以跟我的牧师打电话。
Do you have a phone number? No.
有没有他的电话？没有。
Well, I said, what time is it?
我跟他们说几点了？
It's 7 o'clock.
他说七点。
On a Wednesday night, I knew it was Wednesday.
礼拜三晚上七点。
It's a, oh, I know exactly where he is. He'll be at the First Assembly of God on Lake Street next to Mark's grocery store.
我跟他们说，我知道牧师现在在哪里。
He'll be leading the Bible. He'll be leading the Bible class.
因为礼拜三晚上他在带领主日学。
And so they took me to the hospital, but they went to the Bible class.
所以他们把我放在医院里，他们就去了查经班里。
The policeman went, walked right into the Bible class. Does anybody know Martha Weldon?
警察直接就去了教会，说有没有人知道 Martha Weldon?
Well, she's in the hospital.
嗯，她在医院里。
And then my pastor and his wife came.
然后我的牧师和他的妻子就来了。
And I asked him, be sure to bring my best friend, because he is friends of Jim. He owns a car lot, and he would take care of my car.
我就请他们把 Jim 最好的朋友带来，因为他会，可以帮助照顾我的车。
You know, they towed away to a pound place to hold it.
他们把那个车子拖走了。
But then, as Pastor came in to the emergency room.
然后牧师到了急诊室。
I turned to the wall where his wife was beside him, and I said, "Jesus, what are you saying to me?"
我就转向墙壁，我跟主说：“主耶稣，你在对我说什么？”
I just want to tell you what I heard.
我就告诉你们我听到
了。I heard his voice.
我听到了他的声音。
And he said.You're mine.
他说你是属我的。
Oh, that's a wonderful word.
这是奇妙的话语。
You're mine.
你是属我的。
And the next word he gave me was, I'm in control.
下一句话他给我的是，我正在掌权。
He's in control.
他在掌权。
When we're his, he's in control.
当我们属于他，他就完全的掌权。
I just want to share that with you. That was the most wonderful thing that Jesus said. You're mine.
就是想跟大家分享，这是最奇妙的。耶稣跟我说，我是。
That happened another time when we were in a meeting with Jack Chow.
还有一次，我们跟周牧师在一个聚会里。
Right before the conference.
在特会之前。
They said, Martha, you don't have to go with us to China or Asia this year.
他跟我说，玛莎，今年你不需要去中国大陆。
I said, oh, what did I do?
我说我做错什么了。
Where did I make a mistake? I mean, I didn't tell him that, but I just asked him, what did I do?
我就问主说，我做错什么了。
He said, I want to take Mercy, and I want to take Emma with me.
他说我要带子祥和 Emma 跟我一起去。
I want them to learn what you do.
我要让他们学习你做过的事。
So he took the two young girls.
所以他带了两个年轻的姐妹去。
But Brother Paul found out about it and he asked Jim and I to come and work all summer here.
但是保罗弟兄发现我，正好有空就让我整个夏天在营地。
But at first when he said that, I was.It was the conference was going on right after that, and the song leader was Sister Donna Corrigan.
当时有 Donna Corrigan 她在带领敬拜。
I don't remember all the Waldfogels, but I saw 4 or 5 Waldfogels on the front seat.
当时有一些利居屋的牧者也坐在前面。
But all of a sudden, the broke into worship and praise.
忽然之间我们就开始敬拜赞美。
And I saw a finger like that come from the pulpit. I don't mean it was a real finger, but I saw that finger. It was the Lord. And he said one word to me. Mine. Mine. Pointed at me.
他在指着我说,
I said, who cares if you go to Asia? I was happy as a lark. I was so thrilled he called me his.
You're
mine.
我就非常的欢喜.
Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢你耶稣.
There's other times he's spoken to me, like when I was just 18, graduated from high school. I was vacuuming the house, of all things. I didn't know where I'd go. My parents had no idea they'd ever send me to college or nursing school. But in the dining room where the fridge was, I can see this spot. That's the first time I really heard a strong voice.
我就在那里，我听到了第一次听到了他很清楚的声音。
And he just said to me, "You're to go to Zion."
他对我说，你要去锡安城。
Oh, I was so excited! I felt the presence of the Lord.
我非常的兴奋，我感受到神的同在。
That was so wonderful.
这样的奇妙。
And my mother came home from work. "Mommy, mommy," we called her mommy till we were 25, I think. "Mommy, mommy, I got something to tell you."
妈妈下班了，我们就跟她说， "Mommy, mommy, 我25岁还叫她妈咪， "Mommy, 我有一些事要跟你说."
She said, "I already know you're going to Zion."
她说我已经知道了，你要去锡安城。
So God spoke to her, he spoke to me.
所以神也对她说话了，也对我说话了。
We called Miss Judd and she said, "Yes."
我们就打电话给翟小姐，她说是的。
Martha's to come.
玛莎要来。
And I did go that September. But those are dramatic times. But I know he wants to speak to us all day long. He's given the Holy Spirit to us. His own spirit. He wants to walk through us. Recently, I felt like the Holy Spirit wants to walk in your shoes. Just like he did Peter and Andrew and James and John. He was only here once in a physical form. After the resurrection, that was a resurrected form of Jesus on the road to Emmaus.
当他复活以后，以复活的形象走在以马忤斯的路上。That was
his spirit because he disappeared.
那是他的灵，因为他就消失不见了。And
he wants to walk in us.
他也渴望行走在我们里面。He'd
like to speak through us too.
他也渴望透过我们说话。But
we have to listen.
但我们必须聆听。
To what he would have us say.
要聆听他要对我们说什么。
And when he'd have us say it.
当他说的时候。
And I am still amazed. We've been studying a book of Acts. When I see 50 days before, Peter is saying, "I don't even know the man."
我读《使徒行传》，我非常的惊讶， 因为五旬节之前，仅仅在五十天之前， 彼得还说我不认识这个人。
50 days later, he is filled with the Holy Spirit.
50天以后，他就被圣灵充满。He
heard Jesus' last word, the last word Jesus said.
他听到了主耶稣在世上说的最后的话。Wait. 他说等候。That's
what Pastor Chow taught us.
这也是周牧师教导我们的。Wait
to hear his voice.
等候听他的声音。Don't
move till you here. Wait for the promise of the Father. So that's what's happening when we're quiet in his presence. Of course, Pastor Lin was speaking. He would tell you, all you have to do is open your Bible. You'll hear lots of his words to you.
当然，林牧师会教导你们，当你们打开圣经，会听到很多神的话语。
The Holy Spirit wants to quicken that word to us.
圣灵要把神的话成为活的，让我们听到。
It can direct us.
它可以使我们苏醒，它可以指引我们。
But there's also that inner voice.
但还有那里面的微小的声音。
Of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的声音。
That'll speak to us.
它要对我们说话。
That's my testimony.
这是我的见证。
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Before we read from 2 Kings, I just feel I should say something too about the Lord speaking to us.
在我们看, 列王记下之前，我想跟大家分享一下神对我们说话的事。
About three years ago.
大概3年前。
Well, maybe to the very day.
可能就在今天。
My wife had surgery.
我的妻子她有要动手术。
She was diagnosed with two different cancers in her appendix.
在他的那个盲肠那边有两种癌症。
And they found out where they were and what they were, and two very different cancers, both in that same area.
就在同一个地方有两种完全不同的癌症。
And we had gone to get an opinion and get another opinion, and neither of the opinions were very good.
我们找了医生，还有又找了其他的医生，但是结果都不是好的。
It was a difficult situation.
当时是一个非常艰难的情况。
Of course we prayed.
当然我们祷告了。
But I must say, she was fine. She was in perfect peace, it seems, the whole time.
至少我的妻子看起来她一直都是很平安的。
It wouldn't help me when I heard her say, well, you know, if I die, I die.
当她说如果我死就死吧，对我来说一点都不帮助我。
That's nice for you to say, but that leaves me alone, and I don't want that.
当然你这样子说很好，但是我就变成一个人了，所以我不希望这样。
And the surgery she was supposed to have, the doctors called it the mother of all surgeries.
她所要经过的 手术呢，医生说是一切手术之母。
I think the acronym for the particular surgery was MOMA.
就是 MOMA, 这是这个手术的 就是说这是一切手术之母。
So it came to the day before she was to go in, the night before she was to go in.
所以在她动手术的前一天晚上。
Now 5 days before that, I had a knee replacement surgery.
因为在她动手术的5天之前，我的膝盖也动了换膝的手术。
And I was home from the hospital for 3 or 4 days. She had been able to take care of me that time.
所以我出院 以后大概有3-4天的时间，我的妻子是来照顾我。
I was going to my daughter's house so she could take care of me the rest of the time while my wife went in the surgery and so she could recover in the hospital.
所以当 我妻子要去动手术的时候，我就会住到我女儿家，这样子我妻子可以在医院里恢复。
So both had a problem.
所以我们两个身体上都有疾病。
And she went, and a friend of ours took her. I couldn't drive. I couldn't go.
所以当 我们的一个朋友 送她去医院，因为我不能开车。
But the night before the surgery.
但是在手术的前一天晚上。
It was about 11 o'clock at night.
大概晚上11点左右。
All that day, I got text messages and phone calls and people assuring me that they were praying, and that was very comforting to know that they were.
因为那一整天我一直都是接到简讯, 朋友们会告诉我他们在为我祷告，这很安慰我的心。
There was still a little unrest in me.
但是在我心里还是有一些的不安。
I was concerned.
因为我很担心。
I didn't know what would be and wasn't sure, although I committed it to the Lord.
虽然我把一切都交托给神了，但是我还是不是很有把握。
But then about 11 o'clock at night, I looked at my phone and I noticed that I had a voicemail.
大概晚上11点的时候，我看我的手机其实有一个语音的留言。
It was a text message, but one of those voice text messages.
这是简讯，但是简讯是用语音的。
I don't know when it came in or when I got it, but I thought, well, that's interesting. Let's see who this is.
我当时不知道是谁送的，但是我想说，打开看看。
So I pressed it, I started to listen to it.
所以我就开始听这个语音留言。
It was a missionary that was in Tortola.
所以是一个在 Tortola 的一个宣教士。
Some of you maybe know Sister Vida, Vida Greenwood.
就是Vida 姐妹。
And Joyce and Sister Vida are not.The best of friends, they're friends, but not the best of friends.
我的妻子Joyce 姐妹，她跟这个 Vida 姐妹并不是特别要好。
They don't correspond or talk to one another.
其实他们不常联络的，没有通
讯。But here was this voice message for me.
但是这里这个姐妹就留了一个语音给我的。
And Sister Vida said, "Hello, Brother Ernie. I know that sometime, one of these days, your wife is going to have surgery."
他就说而你弟兄我听说大概在目前现在大概你的妻子要经过一个手术。
But I just want to pray with you and for you and for her. And she went this long message of praying for us and committing us to the Lord and trusting the Lord and know that he'll do all things well.
他就说但是我想在这里跟你一起祷告为你和你的妻子。然后他就有一个很长的祷告为我们祷告把我们交托给神。
She closed that message again by saying, I don't know when it's going to be or anything, but I just want to let you know that I'm praying.
但是在结束的时候他说其实我不知道到底哪一天你的妻子要手术但是我就想要告诉你我为你们祷告。
I immediately texted Sister Vida back and I said, Sister Vida,The surgery is in about 6 hours from now. And,
我立刻就简讯回复他，就说Vida 姐妹，其实这个手术大概六个小时之后就要发生。
She texted me back and she said, "Wow, wow, 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 wow."
她就回应说 "Wow, wow, 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 wow."
And then she said, "I was asleep."
她说我其实在睡觉。
But Jesus woke me up.
但是耶稣把我叫醒。
And he told me to pray for Sister Joyce.
而且他告诉我要为 Joyce 姐妹祷告。
You know, I heard that word and all the concern and fear just went, gone.
当我听见的时候，我所有的担心和这些不安全部都是。
I learned that God could speak through text messages.
所以我那一天就学到，神也可以利用简讯对我们说话。
He could text you a word of comfort. I mean, if God's going to wake up Sister Vida in the middle of the night to ask her to pray,
如果神可以在晚上把 Vida 姐妹叫醒，叫她为我们祷告。
I said, Lord, if you're going to do that, I know that everything's going to be well.
我就跟神说，如果你都这样子做了，我知道一切都会没事。
Now, this is 3 years later.
这今天就是三年以后。
My knee works.
我的膝盖完好。
But more importantly, my wife is still around.
而且我的妻子仍然健在，这是最重要的。
Still doing very, very well.
她仍然非常的好，健康。
And so I'm thankful that God speaks words of comfort.
所以我非常的感恩，因为神会借着他的话语来安慰我们。
He knows just what we need when we need it.
他知道我们的需要，而且什么时候需要。
And he speaks to her to speak to me.
而且神告诉他，要他来告诉我。
But he got the word across.
但是他借着这个姐妹把他的话给我。
And so this idea that the Lord has introduced to us this morning, it's a very wonderful, precious truth.
所以今天神在告诉我们一个非常宝贵的真理。
And the ear that you have to hear is not just for you, it's maybe for others.
因为当我们的耳朵听见神的话的时候，有时候不单只是为着我们，可能是为着别人。
Maybe God will wake you up sometime and give you a word to speak, a word of comfort, of cheer, of rebuke, correction, admonition, exhortation.
有的时候，或许神会把半夜把你叫醒，给你一句话，可能是安慰，或是鼓励、劝勉，甚至于责备。
And when God gives you a word like that, you need to speak.
当神给你这样子的话的时候，你需要把它说出来。
As God has spoken.
因为神已经说了。
Then that also goes for in meetings too. When we come together in Bethel or in church.
当我们同样的聚集在伯特利，在教会的时候。
Paul said, "You come together, and one of you has a testimony, and the other one has a psalm, and somebody else has a hymn, and somebody else has a prayer."
就像保罗说，在聚会里面，如果你们有一个见证，有一个诗歌，或是有一个祷告。
It's not necessarily that you want to say something or you want to do something.
不一定就是因为你想要说什么或做什么
But he speaks.
但是他在说话
He speaks to you and he puts something in your heart, your soul.
因为他在说话 他把一件事情放在你的心里
For the edification of everybody and the whole body of Christ.
是为了要建造基督的身体
And it's such a wonderful thing to be yielded to the Holy Spirit and to let him use you or not.
所以, 我们必须要顺服圣灵的带领, 让他能够来用我们, 这是美好的见证。
Lord, open my ear that I may hear. Before we read 2 Kings, I also should say this.
在我们读, 列王记下之前, 我还要跟大家说,
I hope I say it right. Shishe.
谢谢。
No? Oh, I did, good. Thank you.
谢谢大家.
Thank you for allowing me to come.
谢谢大家邀请我来.
I wouldn't be here excepting you invited me to be here. I wouldn't have been here unless you invited me.
如果你们没有邀请我的话, 我不会在这里的.
And I'm glad that you did because it's really a joy to be here with you.
感谢大家邀请我,
这实在是我的非常喜乐的事。 It's so good to come together. I'm glad when we get together and get to worship the Lord. That's the best time.
何等的喜乐, 我们可以在一起, 一起来敬拜神, 这是最喜乐的时刻。
And just to sit in His presence and to worship.
就在他的同在里敬拜他。
It feeds your soul, it strengthens you.
真的就是能够喂养我们的灵魂。
In my case, it helps keep me young.
在我的可以帮助我让我更年轻
And so I was glad when they said to me Let's go to the Chinese retreat
所以当他们说 哎,我们去那个中文的聚会吧 我就很高兴
And some of you I see in Texas and in California and in other places But it's so good to come to camp
有些人我在德州看到 还有在加州 但是我们一起来到营地是非常的美好
Now this morning when I say Amen My car is already running And I'm jumping in and we're going I'm going
今天我们聚会结束 当我Amen的时候 我就会开车离开了
So if I don't say goodbye to each of you individually I say goodbye to you right now
如果没有机会跟你们每一位道别 我现在就跟你们
But I do want to take a little bit more of a walk with you.
但是我希望能够再跟你们走一程路。
So if you give me that opportunity, yes, sir.
所以是不是你们也同样给我这个机会？
Okay. A little more, 5 miles, 6 miles, not far, not as far as last night, that's for sure.
今天我们再来走, 一段就是差不多5英里的路, 不像昨天走了15英里。
Not as far, but certainly less complicated. We're getting deeper.
没有那么远,但是呢,更深的。
And the song that we started the meeting with is actually the whole message.
因为今天早晨我们唱的诗歌其实就是我们的信息。
Sweet will of God, still fold me closer till I am wholly lost in thee.
神甜美的旨意就是让我来更亲近他,直到我能够完全消失在他的同在里。
Elijah the teacher is about to go away.
因为以利亚这个老师他将要离开。
The leader, the master, the one discipling is about to go back to heaven or up to heaven.
这个领袖,这个先知, 这个带领门徒的他将要回到天家。
You know, there comes that time.
因为总是这个时刻会来到的。
There comes that time when those that we have safely followed
因为总会有那么一个时刻 我们这些我们跟从的人
When they leave
当他们离开的时候
We don't want them to go ever
我们不舍得 我们不希望他们离开
We want them to stay here as long as we're here
我们希望他们在我们有生之年 都能够在这里
But God calls them back home
但是神会召他们回家
I look around in that room and this room and all over the place and I see people who I remember them.
当我, 环视这个房间, 我看见这些照片, 我还记得他们。
I remember him looking at Brother Wanamaker. I remember him playing his violin in Ridgewood and here at camp.
我记得万老牧师, 我还记得他在这里营地弹钢琴。
I look over there, it's my cousin.
还有看见, 我的, 堂兄。
The Lord took him home.
但是主把他带回家了。
Go in that room, you got a whole bunch of people in that room that are God to be with the Lord. They were my leaders. They were the ones that I was following.
那这些人呢, 他们曾经是我的领袖, 曾经我跟从他们。
And all along the way, that thought was introduced to Elisha. Yeah, the Lord's going to take your leader. The Lord's going to take your leader. I don't want to talk about that. I don't want to hear that.
这时候有人跟, 当有人跟以利沙说, 哦, 耶和华要把你的师父取去的时候, 他说, 我不想听这个, 你不要跟我讲这个。
I remember being at Brother Edwin Waldfogel's bedside the day before the Lord took him home.
我还记得, 当我在, 嗯, Edwin Waldfogel的, 床前, 他, 就在他要离世的时候。
And I was young then.
当时我还年轻。
I didn't want him to leave. He was my leader. I needed him.
我不希望他离开, 因为他是我的领袖, 我需要他。
There were others, but I needed him. I remember my dad. I was at his bedside an hour before the Lord took him home.
我也记得, 我也曾经在我父亲的病床前, 一个小时之后, 他也被主接走。
There comes that time.
总是会, 这个时刻会来到。
Brother and Sister Chow are not here.
周牧师周师母也,
God took them.
也不在了。
They're home.
神, 把他们接回家了。
But we're here.
但是我们在这里。
And now we have to somehow or other become Elijahs to other Elishas.
但是我们呢, 如今就要变成其他人的以利亚。
We have to be Moses to Joshua's.
对, 有一些年轻的约书亚, 我们必须是他们的摩西。
And we don't want to do that. We don't feel capable to do that. But somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to help these others that are coming behind us.
我们不想这样做, 我们也觉得, 无能为力, 但是总是要有人能够帮助他们。
And Elisha, I don't think he feels able or capable.
我觉得以利沙可能也感觉自己无能为力。
Peter was mentioned earlier. Peter was incapable also.
彼得他自己也说他不能做到。
What made Peter capable is the same thing that made Elisha capable. It's the same thing that will make you capable and anybody else.
所以, 那能够, 使彼得, 得能力的, 也同样是那个使以利沙得能力的, 也是能够使你得到这个能力的。
That's taught to us in the last part of this walk that we've been on.
这就是我们今天在最后一程要讲的。
So if you remember, we started at Gilgal, and we did go to Bethel in the presence of God, in the house of God, and working together as the body of Christ, and we moved from Bethel to Jericho, where we learned about victory through obedience.
所以我们从基甲开始到伯特利, 在伯特利那里, 我们, 进入神的家, 神的同在, 一起同工, 然后一起服侍, 然后我们到了耶利哥, 学到了征战得胜之方, 就是要顺服。
And in the second chapter of 2 Kings, verse 6, the Elijah now says to Elisha, You stay here, that the Lord has sent me to the Jordan.
现在我们来看列王记下第二章第六节，以利亚对以利沙说：“耶和华差遣我往约旦河去，你可以在这里等候。”
And Elisha says, "As surely as the Lord lives and you live, I will not leave you." So the two of them walked on.
以利沙说：“我指着永生的耶和华，又敢在你面前起誓，我必不离开你。” 于是二人一同前往。
It seems as if in these various places, it was just more. It was more than just Elijah and Elisha, but there were other of the prophets that were tagging along.
在这些地方，好像在这里的时候，不单只是以利亚和以利沙，还有其他的人也这样子在旁边跟着。
But now we get to the place where it says that just the two of them went on across over to Jordan.
但是在这里, 在约旦河边, 在这里的时候, 就只有两个人一起同行。
The next verse says, The 50 men of the company of the prophets went. They stood at a distance, facing the place where Elijah and Elisha had stopped at the Jordan.
第七节说, 有先知门徒去了50人, 远远站着, 在他们的对面, 二人在约旦河边站住。
So here are just two men now.
所以, 只剩下了两个人。
Just Elijah and Elisha.
只有以利亚和以利沙。
Standing in front of this river that they can't get across.
站在约旦河边, 他们没有办法渡过。
All by themselves.
就是他们两个人了。
You know, sometimes you find that that's where the Lord leads you.
因为有的时候我们会发现, 这是神对我们的带领。
Without anybody else. Nobody else around or behind, just you and he.
没有其他的人了，只有你和他。
The one that we're following, our Lord Jesus Christ, is
只有你和他。
An intimate relationship, nobody else, just you and Him.
只有你和他，就是你紧紧的跟随的主，只有你们两个。
Songwriter has said, "My Lord and I, we have such sweet communion."
就像诗歌说的，我主跟我，我们有甜美的交通。
You know, there are some places where not even the rest of Bethel or the people of God they kind of linger or stay somewhere, and God just calls you, speaks to you, has something just for you, just you and Him.
有的时候呢，那些在伯特利的这些同伴好像就远远的站着，只剩下你跟主了，只有你跟他。
Maybe not many others, if anybody, nobody understands.
而且可能没有人能够理解。
But He calls you.
但是他呼召了你。
He calls you to even leave the church.
有时候他呼召你甚至要离开你的教会。
I'm not saying you don't go to church and you quit the church, but you leave the people that are around you.
我不是说现在你们要离开你们的教会，但是有的时候神叫呼召你的时候就离开了你的同伴。
Years ago, the Lord spoke like that to Brother Hans Walfolo.
很多年以前神就这样子的呼召了吴老牧师。
Called him just to follow Jesus alone.
呼召他只有紧紧地跟随耶稣。
There were good people all around him and good organizations and Pentecostal organizations.
当时其实有很多很好的人在他的周围，还有五旬节的教会在他的周围。
And there was a strong pull to join with them, to rank arms with them, and there maybe would have been nothing wrong with doing that per se.
当时有很多的就是要鼓励他去跟他们在一起，其实可能也。
But God spoke to Brother Hans and said, "I want you to follow me."
但是神却对吴老牧师说，我要你单单的来跟从我。
He didn't follow the others. He didn't follow the organist. He went all by himself. Went over to Brooklyn, started a church called the Ridgewood Pentecostal Church. Eventually, and then the fellowship came out of that.
所以他就没有去加入其他的五旬节教派，而且他一个人跑到布鲁克林，后来就成立了利聚悟教会。
Not better than anybody else, not worse than anybody else, but different than anybody else.
其实这个利聚悟教会也不是比别人好，也不是比别人差，但是不一样的。
God's call was unique.
因为神的呼召是独特的。
And he followed that call.
他跟随了那个呼召。
And there are times in our lives when God calls us and nobody else can enter into the experience of Jordan except you and Him.
有的时候神呼召我们，就是别人不能跟你一起分享这个经过约旦河的经历，只有你和他。
What is Jordan? We know what Gilgal is, we know what Bethel is, we know what Jericho is, but what's Jordan?
我们都知道基甲是什么，伯特利是什么，耶利哥是什么，但是约旦河是什么？
Some people say that Jordan is the death experience, and we cross over Jordan into heaven.
有的人说约旦河呢就是死的经历。当我们渡了这个约旦河，我们就去天堂。
Some songs talk about that.
有些诗歌也是这么说的。
I don't think that's what that experience is referring to, though.
但是我不觉得约旦河的经历就是指着死亡。
You cross over Jordan into the promised land, or the Israelites did, but.Yeah, that certainly wasn't heaven. There were Amorites, Perizzites, Hivites, Hittites. I'm not expecting any of those guys in heaven.
因为当以色列人过了约旦河以后，他们进入了应许之地之后，有许多的迦南人的仇敌在那里，所以我不觉得那是指着死亡，因为在天堂我们是没有仇敌的。
So if that's not what it is, what is it? Well, it is death.
所以那但是到底是什么呢
？It's death to self.
是对着我们。
You cross over into the fullness of the victory that has been purchased for you.
我们经过了以后，我们要进入的是为我们已经赢得了那个全备的得胜。
Like when the Israelites crossed over into the victory and were told to lay claim to it, they were told not to trust in themselves, not to trust in chariots or horses, not to trust in their own wisdom or understanding, but to be crucified or dead to that all and to follow the voice of God.
因为当神要约书亚带领百姓渡约旦河的时候，他是要教导他们不要再依靠他们自己的聪明、他们的肉体，而是要完完全全的依靠神。
A song that I love to sing, it's in our white book, Nothing Less Than Full Surrender.
有一首诗歌在我们的诗歌本里面，就是说只有完全的降服。
Nothing less than yielding all.
除了完全的降服以外，没有别的。
Jesus in John chapter 12 said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone.
耶稣在约翰福音第十二章说，一粒麦子如果不落在地里死了，仍然是一粒。
But out of that death, when that seed germinates, then there's a growth and a fruitfulness.
但是当一粒麦子死了以后，它就会发芽，会结实。
God wants that for all of us.
神也这样子希望我们。
A death to self and a fruitfulness for the kingdom of God.
让我们向己死，我们就可以为这个天国来结果子。
Paul the Apostle said, I die daily.
使徒保罗说，我就天天的向己死。
I mean, cats have 9 lives. How many lives did he have?
有人说，猫有9条命，它到底有几条命？
Every day he died.
因为每一天它都向己死。
Do you die every day?
你是不是也每一天都死呢？
Are you dead now?
你现在是不是死的？
Well, you should be.
你应该是。
I'll be dead to yourself. Not what I wish to be, not where I wish to go. I have no ambitions, no plans, no desire. It's what Jesus wants.
当我们向己死的时候，我们不再有自己的意愿，不再自己的方向，一切都是耶稣。
I'm crucified.
因为我已经同定十字架。
But I live, but I don't live anymore.
我如今活着，不再是我。
Now that's how far he wants to bring you to.
这也是神要带你的方向。
To the place where every day, as Jesus said, every day my disciples take up their cross and they follow me.
所以我们可以到一个地步， 耶稣的门徒他可以天天背起他的十字架来跟从他。
And Jesus says daily.
耶稣说你们要天天。
Every day, Lord, I'm dead to myself. Your will be done.
每一天我们向己死说，主啊，你的旨意成就。
And so Elijah is leading Elisha into that experience.
所以以利亚正在带着以利沙要经过这个经历。
Now you can understand why no two of us, no six of us can go together in this experience.
我们知道在这样子的经历，我们是不可能结伴两个、六个人一起的。
We can go to Bethel together and enjoy the presence of God and worship and fellowship, but we can't go together into this experience. He calls you individually, and you individually die with Him and are buried with Christ and are raised together in newness of life.
是的，当我们在伯特利的时候，我们是可以结伴一起敬拜神。但是神要我们经过向己死的这个经历的时候，是我们个人单独的与基督同死、同定十字架。So
Elijah takes that mantle that he was wearing.
所以，以利沙他拿着他的外衣。
And let's see, it's in verse 7.
在第七节。
8 verse, I'm sorry. Elijah took his cloak.
以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来。
He rolled it up and he struck the water with it.
用以打水。
And the water divided right and to the left, and the two of them crossed over on dry ground.
水就分开，左右分开，二人走干地面过。
The two of them crossed over from death into life.
他们两个人一起经过死而进入生命。
When they got to the other side,
当他们过去以后,
Elijah said to Elisha, tell me, what can I do for you before I am taken from you?
以利亚对以利沙说, 我未曾接去离开你, 你要我为你做什么, 只管求我。
Elijah knew he wasn't going to be around long. He knew that the Lord was coming for him.
以利沙他们知道, 他们在一起的日子不多了, 因为神要来接以利亚。
What can I do for you now, Elisha? What can I do? I want to do whatever you want me to do. Tell me.
所以以利亚他知道, 所以他就对他说, 你要我为你做什么, 只管求我, 因为我在世的时间不多了。
That's an interesting question.
这是一个非常有意思的问题。
What would you say?
如果是你, 你会怎么说?
What can I do for well?
我能为你做什么?
Could you like leave me in your will?
你可不可以把我写在你的遗嘱里?
Could I have your chariot?
我可不可以有你的马车?
How about your house?
你的房子呢?
What can I get from you? What could you leave to me? What do I want?
你能够给我留下什么呢? 我到底想要什么?
You know what Elisha requested. Elisha said, Elijah, if there's anything that I want from you, what I want from you is, how about a double portion of the Spirit that rests on you?
伊丽莎他说如果你真的要问的话愿感动你的灵加倍的感动我
I think of Brother Gardner, I think of Brother Edwin, I think of Brother Hans, I think of Brother, and so on and so on. What do I want from them? What do I want from these men? What do I want?
当我想起来这些我的前辈我的老师的时候 我到底希望可以从他们得什么
just give you a little bit of what you have spiritually
我希望的就是你所有的那属灵的那份 我可以有一点吗
forget about the double portion if I could just have a little bit of what Brother Gardner had a little bit of what Uncle Edwin had a little bit of what Uncle Hunt if I could just have a little portion of that same spirit that rested on you Elijah that's what I want
我根本不敢奢求加倍的 只要你们这些属灵的前辈有的 我能够有一点点吗
You know, we're getting to the end of the walk
因为我们现在就来到了他们这个旅程的终点
And everything's been good At least I think it is what God has in store for us But here's the apex Here's the climax
但是这一路上都很好 神为我们预备了很多 但是这里是最高峰了
Jesus, I want a double portion of your spirit
耶稣啊,
Jesus, I want you to fill me with the Holy Ghost.
耶稣啊,
Dear Lord, I want to walk in the Spirit.
主啊,
I want to live in the Spirit.
我要在圣灵里,
I want to be so under the control of your Spirit that I always hear your voice and I always have eyes to see.
我希望圣灵能够完全地掌管我, 我可以听见你的声音, 我可以看见你。
Lord, a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. That's what I want, Elijah.
愿感动以利亚的灵加倍的感动我, 这就是我向以利亚要的。
This double portion doesn't mean I want twice as much as what he had.
这个, 加倍的感动并不是表示, 两倍的灵。
In essence, I'm asking for the birthright blessing.
换句话说,
I'm asking you to bequeath to me all the spiritual assets that you have.
换句话说我希望得到的就是你所有的属灵的产业
I want the power of God on my life like you had on yours
我希望我能够像你一样有神的力量 神的大能在我身上
I think a number of you knew Brother Jack Chow knew him well much better than I did
我相信我们当中有一些人 他们认识钟牧师比我更认识他
you know of his walk with God
你们知道他与神同行的状况
You know the intimacy that he had with God
你知道他与神那亲密的关系
You know how he spoke the word of God
你知道他如何传讲神的话
And if he were to leave you tomorrow or if he were here and leaving you tomorrow you might say Lord I want what Brother Jack has
如果他今天在这里 而他明天就要被带走的时候 你会跟
I want that same spirit
你会跟神说 主啊 我要他们身上的那一份 我要他们的灵
And interestingly Elijah says to Elisha
所以很有意思的 以利亚对以利沙说
You ask a hard thing
你所求的难得
This is not easy Elisha
这不是容易的事,
I mean, I don't know that Gilgal was easy. I don't know that Bethel is easy. But I tell you this, Elisha, this is not easy. You've asked a hard thing.
我不知道, 吉甲容不容易, 伯特利容不容易, 但是, 伊丽莎, 我要告诉你, 现在这个是不容易的,
is it hard for God's Spirit, for Him to send that Spirit upon us?
对于让神把他的圣灵赐下来是一件难事吗?
I don't think it's hard necessarily. It was hard in the sense that Jesus had to be crucified and go to the cross before the Spirit of God could come and descend upon us.
我不觉得那么难,但是 为了要圣灵能够降下来 耶稣必须先上十字架
But Jesus did come and he did go to the cross and he did and then he sent the disciples to that upper room and I don't think it was hard for the Holy Spirit to come upon them
但是耶稣的确来了 他上了十字架 他受死复活 他叫他的 门徒在小楼上等 圣灵的确降下来了
Not hard for God
所以对神来说 要再降圣灵不难
But I think it might have been hard for Elisha Maybe harder than anything else that Elisha would have to learn would be that if you want a double portion of the Spirit of God, it doesn't come cheap and it doesn't come easy, but it comes.
对于以利沙来说，这是一个非常难学的功课，因为他如果要得到双倍的圣灵的祝福，这是一件难事。It
takes Jordan.
因为他必须要过约旦河。It
takes just you and he together in that intimate relationship and fellowship till you're no more, but it's all him.
因为他必须只有你跟主两个人亲密的一起走过这个经历。Elisha,
this is why it's hard, because this is what's required. This is what I want you to do. You need to see me.
因为这为什么难呢? 因为你必须要看见我,
you need to keep your eyes on me.
你必须要注视我, 你的眼睛必须单单的注视我。
If you see me when I go up in the whirlwind,
如果你看见我被旋风带上去,
then you'll get the request that you want.
你就可以得着你所求的。
But until that time, you gotta keep your eyes open. You gotta look at me and don't look anywhere else. You gotta see me.
在这之前, 你必须要睁开你的眼睛, 定睛在我的身上，不看别的。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
我们应当转眼注视耶稣。
Look full in his wonderful face.
注视他的面容。
David said, I'm not turning to the right and I'm not turning to the left, but my eyes are always beholding him.
就像大卫说，我不看左也不看右，我的眼睛单单在你的身上。
You know, that's a discipline. That's a hard thing.
你知道这是一件难的事, 这是需要训练的。
There's so many things to look at, so many things that would clamor for our attention, to be sidetracked.
因为有很多的事情会, 来抢夺我们的注意力。
But Jesus wants us to look right at him.
但是耶稣要我们单单的注视他。
We don't yet see everything put under his feet.
因为我们还没有看见所有的事情都归在他的脚下。
But we see Jesus.
但是我们可以看神。
We see Jesus in charge of the whole situation, every circumstance, every need, every problem. We see Jesus.
当我们仰望注视耶稣的时候，我们看见他在一切的事情上掌权。
And as you see him and as you keep your eyes on him, you're in the place where he can come, and that Spirit of God that rested on Elijah will rest upon you.
当我们持续的定睛在耶稣身上的时候，那在以利亚身上的灵就可以来到以利沙身上。
Peter in that room where he was sent by the Lord had to get to that place.
彼得他在这个小楼上，他必须在那里。
Peter knew Gilgal. Peter knew fellowship with others too, and the presence of God as they were together and walked together and had fellowship together.
彼得知道吉甲，彼得也认识伯特利，他曾经与这他的同伴一起有。
Peter even knew some of Jericho, and he knew some of the victories that come through obedience.
他也知道耶利哥，他也知道要征战得胜，必须顺服。
He sent us out. We didn't know where we were going. We didn't feel capable. But he sent us and we went on his word. And he used us and he helped us to see Satan fall from heaven like lightning.
耶稣曾经把他们门徒们也都差遣出去的时候，他们是看见得胜，他们看见果子，他们看见撒旦被打下来。
But yet Peter had a great, great need in his life.
但是彼得他自己却有一个极大的需要。
He needed to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
他需要被圣灵充满。
He knew it all up in his head.
因为他在头脑里有知识。
He had a will and a desire to accomplish and to do and to be all that God wanted him to be.
他心里也有这么一个热心和意愿, 他希望能够做到神所要他做的。
But Peter had to get out of the way.
但是彼得他这个人必须要,
Peter had to die.
他必须要死。
He had too many of his own ideas.
因为他自己有太多的想法和意见。
You read about them all through the Bible and the New Testament. You read about Peter's ideas. They're always wrong.
在圣经里我们看见彼得他有很多的想法，而且大部分都是错的。
Jesus talked about going to the cross, and Peter said, Oh no, you're never going to the cross, Lord, not so.
当耶稣说我要上十字架的时候，彼得说, Oh, 你千万不能上十字架。
Peter meant well, but it wasn't right.
他的心意是好的，但是他是错的。
Jesus had to say, Get thee behind me, Satan.
耶稣必须说，撒旦，退我后面去。
Peter said, Who's he talking to?
Peter said,
I don't see Satan.
我看不到哪里撒旦在哪里。 我吗?
Yeah, that thought, that's not right. You don't savor the things of the Spirit of God, but the things that are of men.
但是他的思想这是错的，因为他说的不是体贴神的意思，而是人的意思。
Takes a sword that's cutting the ears off of high priests' servants and everything wrong.
还有彼得，他拔出剑来，拔出刀来，就砍下了大祭司仆人的耳朵，这也是错的。
Trying to do, he wanted to do the right thing, but he just never could do it.
因为他试着，他想要做对的事情，但是他总是做错。
I've done that half my life.
我自己前半生也是这
样。I want to do the right thing. I always want to do the right thing. It doesn't come out right most of the time.
我总是想要做对的事情，但是做出来总是错了。
Maybe you find that way too. I wish I could say it better. I wish I could live it better. I don't know. This poor old man. I'm trying.
但是没，我总是想要做得更好，说得更好，但是。做出来说出来就错了
can,
但是我总是很努力想试
Elijah would say, well, why don't you get crucified?
我可以听见以利亚可能对以利亚说
why don't you lose your own ideas and wisdom?
为什么你不能够与主同定十字架呢
why don't you stop making your own plans?
为什么你不能够就是停下来你自己的计划呢
why don't you say sweet will of God still fold me closer till I am wholly lost as me?
为什么你不能说主甜美的旨意让我能够更亲近你直到我消失在你的旨意中
there in that upper room, the Holy Spirit came.
但是在 那一天在小楼上圣灵降下来了
He didn't know when the Holy Spirit would come.
因为他们不知道到底圣灵什么时候会下来
Elisha didn't know when Elijah was going to go up in a whirlwind.
因为以利沙也同时不知道到底什么时候以利亚会被 接上去
you go there and you stay there and you wait until
但是你去等在那里直到
yeah, keep talking until when
直到
until when
直到什么时候
no just until
不知道你就只在那边等到底什么时候要等到什么时候
you keep your eyes and if you see me when I go up then you will receive the spirit
但是你就在那里你的眼睛定睛在我身上
okay,
如果你看得见我
when will that be
你看见我被旋风接上去的时候
It will be when it happens.
到底什么时候呢
But when will it happen?
到底什么时候会发生呢它发生的时候就会发生
When it does.
当它发生的时候
But when will that be?
但是到底是什么时候
Whenever.
发生的时候
We can go like this forever.
我们可以在这里一直讲
you just keep your eyes.
一直问但是我们就是眼睛定睛在他的身上
you know,
直到那个时候
some of us all are looking, Lord, to fill me with your spirit. More and more. Fill me, Lord. A double portion, Lord.
我们很多人在等主啊你用加倍的圣灵来充满我
When's that going to be?
什么时候会发生呢
Yeah, when?
到底什么时候会发生
Just keep your eyes on Jesus.
我们只要定睛的注视耶稣 只要定睛的注视耶稣一直寻求耶稣
We had a girl, well, we had a bunch of girls, but one girl in our church got baptized about a month ago.
我们教会有一个姐妹，她上个月受洗。
And right after the board of baptismal service, before she went home, she said to me, Pastor Ernie, I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以在她受洗之后，回家之前，她对我说，Ernie 牧师，我希望被圣灵充满。
I said, Yes.
她说，好，对。
She said, What do I do?
那我现在该怎么办
Would you pray for me that I'd be filled with the Holy Spirit?
你可不可以为我祷告让我被圣灵充满
Yeah, I can pray that you'd be filled with the Holy Spirit, but I said to her, I called her name and I said, but you just keep looking to Jesus, just keep seeking Jesus, just keep your eyes on Him and your heart open.
是的我说我可以为你祷告但是你要做的就是定睛在耶稣身上一直的寻求他一直寻求他把你的心向他敞开
I can't dispense the Holy Spirit
因为我没有办法分赐圣灵
Some preachers can, I guess
但或许有些传道人可以分赐圣灵
They'll tell you how to do it, when to do it, where to do it, and what to do
有些传道人好像可以告诉你该怎么做什么时候做做的方法
You got it or not, but you got it
有的时候他们就说你已经得着了不管你觉不觉得他就说你已经得着了可以走了
The Holy Spirit's not it The Holy Spirit is a person
我们要注意的第一个就是圣灵不是一个物品它是一个有位格的
You keep your eyes on him
所以我们必须要眼目注视着他
And as you keep your eyes on him You become filled with him
当我们定睛注视他的时候，我们就慢慢的被他充满。
Is that what Paul teaches in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and 4? As you behold him.
就像保罗在哥林多后书三章那里说，当我们注视他的时候。
As you behold him, you're changed from glory to glory.
我们就荣上加荣，荣上加荣的被他改变，如同主的灵变成的。
A little bit more like Jesus.
我们就一点一点越来越多的像
耶稣。A little bit more of the spirit of Elijah resting upon Elisha.
当我们注视的时候，那以利亚的灵就更多的住在以利沙的身上。
Changed from glory into glory till in heaven we take our place.
我们就慢慢的荣上加荣，荣上加荣的被改变，直到天在我们的里面。
I don't think any of my Elijahs, any of my Moseses, I don't think any of them that are hanging on the wall would say, I got there.
我相信 我生命里的摩西，我生命里的以利亚，就是这些，他们 不会说、哦、我已经完全得着。
Come here, honey, let me give to you what I give to you. I'll give to you.
他们从来不会说、哦、我已经完全得着了，而你过来，我把这些给你。
But every one of these would say with the Apostle Paul, I need Jesus.
他们每一位都会跟使徒保罗一样的说，我需要耶稣。
I have not that for which I've been apprehended, but one thing I do, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God.
我不以为自己已经得着了，我乃是忘记背后，努力向前，为要得着耶稣基督所在找我的。从上头来呼召我得到奖赏。
The day before Brother Edwin died, he said to me, Ernie.Keep seeking Jesus.
在在那个 Edwin 弟兄他过世的前一天，他告诉我 ，Ernie， 你要持续的寻求耶稣。
Jesus is wonderful.
因为耶稣何等的美好。
Jesus is wonderful.
耶稣何等的奇妙。
Then he said, "You know that already, don't you?"
但是你会说，你已经知道了，不是吗
？I'm learning.
我还在学。
Jesus is wonderful.
耶稣何等的奇妙！
And as you look to him and just keep your eyes on him and behold him,
当我们就是持续的注视他，看着他，
he changes you more and more into his image.
他就慢慢的来改变我们，成为他的形象。
It becomes less of you and more of Christ, and you're filled with Christ and Christ alone.
慢慢我就越来越减少，他就越来越增加，我就越来越像耶稣。
And that's what Elijah.Said he would be able to give to Elisha, but you got to keep your eyes on me.
这就是以利亚告诉以利沙的，我你要的可以得到，但是你必须一直注视在我身上。
In Ephesians chapter 5, in the 18th verse, Paul the apostle gives a command to the church in Ephesus.
在以弗所书第五章，使徒保罗写信给在以弗所的教会。
He says to them, "Don't get drunk on wine, wherein is excess."
他说：“你们不要醉酒，
But,
但是
，be filled with the Spirit，
但是要被圣灵充满
，be filled with the Spirit，
被圣灵充满。
In the Greek language, I don't know Greek, but I can read in English what the Greek language says about it. It's in the passive voice.
这是一个被动式的一个语气。
It simply means allow yourself to be filled. Get the umbrella down.”
换句话说，就是放下你的雨伞。
Open up your heart, your soul.
把你的心灵的眼睛和心都打开。
Allow yourself to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Come to Him believing. Open up your heart to receive Him.
让你被圣灵充满，你到神的面前，你相信，让圣灵充满你。
It's also an imperative, which means it's a command.
这同时也是一个命令。
You have to be filled with the Spirit.
你必须要被圣灵充满。
Otherwise, you'll be tripping all over yourself like Peter did.
不然的话，你会到处的跌倒，就像彼得一样。
You need to fill me with your Spirit.
所以主啊，你需要用圣灵来充满我。
And it's in the present continuous.
而且这是一个现在进行时。
All the time, continually be filled, be being filled with the Holy Spirit.
这是一个现在进行时的命令，就是要不断的被圣灵充满。
We need more and more and a fresh supply and a new supply.
我们需要更多更多更新鲜的圣灵。
D.L. Moody, one lady got upset with D.L. Moody. You keep on talking about being filled with the Holy Spirit. Weren't you filled with the Holy Spirit already?
有一次一个姐妹她就对穆迪说，你怎么老是在讲要被圣灵充满？难道你没有被圣灵充满过吗？
And he said, yeah, I've been filled with the Holy Spirit, but I leak.
他说是的，我是曾经被圣灵充满，但是我会漏啊。
Maybe you leak too.
我或许你也会漏掉啊。
The world and the life that we live in it causes us to leak sometimes.
因为在我们生在这个世界里面，这个世界让我们会漏掉圣灵。
Oh, we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以我们必须持续的被圣灵充满。
And that's God's will. That's where He wants to bring you to.
这是神的旨意，而且他希望我们能够进入。
Church is nice. Fellowship is nice. Brothers and sisters are nice.Camp is nice.
教会很好，团契也很好，来营地也很好。
But that's not the same thing as being filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是这不等于能够持续的被圣灵充满。
Oh, it was such a I don't know what it was like for Elisha to how could he do this?
我不知道对以利沙来说他如何能够做到。
I got tired sometimes.
因为他有的时候也会疲倦啊。
Tired of watching, tired of looking, tired of keeping his eyes on Jesus. He maybe was getting weary in his well-doing.
他可能会疲倦，他一直要注视的耶稣，他可能会疲倦啊。
But the Apostle Paul said, "Don't get weary in well-doing. In due season, you'll reap if you don't faint."
但是保罗说，我们行善不要丧志，时候到了，你们就可以得到收成。
Oh, but I've been seeking, I've been looking to God. When?
所以我们可能觉得，哎，我已经太疲倦了，我一直注视，到底要等到什么时候？
Just keep looking.
就是一直的注视。
Just keep drawing near to God, and God will draw near to you. And as you look to Him, you'll be changed. Just keep looking. But when? Just look.
一直持续的亲近主，主就会亲近你。你一直的注视他，你就会被改变。不要问什么时候，到底要等到什么时候？
How many of us have been the experience?
这就是我们很多的人的经历。
I wondered myself when, and then all of a sudden, when you least expect it.
因为我有的时候也会说，到底什么时候，什么时候？但是在我们最不经意的时候。
I went to an altar in the Ridgewood Church one Friday night after a meeting.
有一次就是在一个礼拜五的晚上聚会以后完了以后，我就到了我们教会的台前。
Right before I was going to get married, and I've been seeking for the Lord to fill me with His Spirit, and Lord, when?
那个时候我正在寻求被圣灵充满，而且当时我快要结婚了。
I was a good guy. I went to Gilgal. I knew what Bethel. What's wrong, Lord? When I don't got what I thought I wanted.
我是一个好人，我也经过了基甲，到了伯特利。但是到底什么时候我会被圣灵充满
？I knew I wasn't seeking for an experience. I was just seeking for Jesus.
我知道我不是只是单单的寻求一个经历，我是在寻求耶稣。
When am I going to know? How am I going to know?
但是到底我应该怎么样才能够知道？
It was the week before I was to get married.
就在我结婚的一个礼拜以前。
So I gave in and I didn't sit in the front play my trumpet, but I sat next to my fiance.
当时我就放弃了，我并没有在前面来吹我的喇叭，我就坐在我的未婚妻旁边。
Sitting in the meeting and at the end of the meeting, Brother Gardner said, anybody that feels the call of God over their life to serve the Lord full time, if you feel the call of God, you come up here to the front.
那个时候贾德纳牧师他就说我们中间有没有人感觉到神呼召他们来服侍主，如果有这个呼召的话你就到前面来。
So some went up to the front. My cousin went up to the front.
所以有些人就去了，我的堂哥也去了。
Two of my cousins went up to the front.
我的两个堂哥都到前面去了。
I can think of somebody else I knew that went up to the front.
还有其他的人我认识的都到前面去了。
I didn't go up to the front.
我没有到前面去。
I didn't know that I felt the call of God.
因为我不确定我到底有没有被神呼召。
I had had people say, "Have you ever thought of?" But I had never felt the call of God.
有人是对我说你有没有想过要服侍主，但是我没有感觉神呼召我。所以我就在那里自己想自己的事。
And then I heard the voice of the Lord speak to me.
那然后我就听见神的声音对我说。
It really wasn't the voice of the Lord, it was Brother Gordon Gardner's voice.
其实这不是主的声音，这是贾德纳牧师的声音。
Which kind of like was...It's kind of like the same thing.
差不多他们也是一样的。
And all of a sudden I heard,
突然我听见
Ernie, you belong up here.
他就说 Ernie, 你是属于这里的，你要到前面来。
That's you.
我
So I went up there.
所以我就到前面去。
And I knelt down next to my cousins.
我就跟着我的堂哥们一起跪在那里。
We prayed and we sought the Lord.
我们一起在那里祷告寻求神。
I was there because I was rebuked and because I had to go there and I was called to go to the front and I was just praying and looking to Jesus.
所以我到前面来，实在是因为被叫到前面去， 所以我就到前面在那边寻求神。
The heavens just opened up, and the glory of God came down. And I was filled with, I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是突然天就向我敞开了，圣灵大大的浇灌我，就被圣灵充满。
But I leak.
但是我又漏了。
I leak big time.
我大大的漏光。
I need more.
所以我需要更多。
I need to keep my eyes on Jesus.
我需要把我的眼目注视在耶稣身上。
With the Spirit of God.
我必须持续地被神的灵充满。
And if you keep your eyes on me, Elisha, you'll receive.
他说，如果你定睛看着我，你就会得到你所求的。Hard,
not easy, difficult, but keep your eyes on.
这不是一件容易的事情，非常困难，但是你要持续地注视我。And
Elisha did it.
伊丽莎做到了。Elisha
did it.
伊丽莎做到了。
Sometimes we don't do it.
有的时候我们做不到。
We know what we're supposed to do, but we don't do it.
我们知道我们该做什么，但是我们不去做。
We've got a big TV screen that we'd rather look at.
因为我们家里还有一个很大的电视机，我们需要看。
We've got all things that we'd rather get done and accomplish.
还有很多的事情我们需要去做，需要完成。
Turn your eyes upon Jesus.
但是当转眼仰望耶稣。
Keep your focus on Jesus.
让我们专注在耶稣身上。
You can go to school, you can go to work, you can do your jobs, you can take care of your family. That's all part of following Jesus.
你可以上班上学，可以照顾家， 这些都是属于跟随耶稣的一部分。
But in the middle of your job and in the middle of school, don't ever forget, keep your eyes on Him. And maybe you need to say, Jesus, I love you.
可能在你上班或上学的时候， 你要记得， 或许可以跟耶稣说， 耶稣我爱你。
You're with me now.
你跟我同在， 你现在就跟我在一起。
Thank you for your presence, Lord, here on my job.
谢谢你与我同在， 在我的工作。
You never leave me, you never forsake me.
你从来不丢弃我， 也不离弃我。
Just check in every once in a while. Keep that fellowship and that contact. Looking unto Jesus.
所以要注视耶稣， 有时候要跟他有一点， 交通。
And all of a sudden a whirlwind came.
突然旋风来到。
And he's gone.
伊利亚就走了。
Back up into heaven.
回到天家了。
Oh, but wait, what's that coming? Something's coming down.
但是有一样东西掉下来了。
Is that Elijah?
是伊利亚又掉下来了吗？
That would be coming a lot faster.
如果它掉的话，应该掉得更快。但是一样东西就是浮在天上，慢慢的飘下来。Something's
coming down.
有一个东西慢慢的飘下来。
Right now. Something's coming down.
现在有样东西飘下来。
It's coming from heaven above.
从天上掉下来。
It's coming down.
慢慢的飘下来。
It's coming down on you.
飘在你的身上。
On us.
飘在我们的身上。
Something from up there is coming down. Are you seeing him? Do you see him? Are you open to him?
我们是不是注视了他？ 我们是不是向他敞开？
That Spirit of God came down, and that mantle that Elijah had dropped was now fallen upon Elisha.
那神的灵降下来， 那个以利亚的外套现在落在以利沙的身上。
And Elisha turned around and said, Uh-oh, here I am. I've got the... But how do I get back to where my prophets are?
然后这时候呢， 以利沙就回头看， 那现在我怎么样再回到我们那些先知朋友？
Jordan River's back closed here. I don't know what I'm going to get. I don't swim well.
因为约旦河又复合了， 现在我怎么样过河呢？
And he took that mantle.
所以他就拿着这个外衣。
And he smoked that water. And there it went back up again.
用以利亚的外衣这么打水， 水又分开了。
The prophets on the other side are watching.
那些先知门徒， 他们在另外一岸， 他们看了说， 看到了吗？ 你看到了吗？
You know, Elisha didn't have to put a sign on, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit.
因为以利沙他不需要， 挂了一个牌子说， 我现在被圣灵充满了。
I met a girl 55 years ago. She said to me, you know, I got all 9 gifts of the Spirit.
我曾经认识一个姐妹， 大概 55年以前， 她曾经跟我说， 你知道吗？ 我有 圣灵的九个恩赐。
That's great, but could I see one?
他说我有圣灵的九个果子，他说我就说很好， 我可不可以看一个？
You know, she didn't have to tell everybody that he had this and he had that and he was this and he was that. People took note that he had the spirit of Elijah resting upon him.
伊利莎他不需要告诉别人，哦，我现在有这个有那个，但是人可以看得出来伊利亚的灵现在在伊利莎身上。
Because he could do what Elijah had done.
因为他可以做伊利亚从前做的事。
Parting the waters, but now he could do and live and follow in the train and the footsteps of Elijah.
因为不单是他可以使约旦河的水分开，而且他现在他所行的，他所走的，就是以利亚从前的。
That's so satisfactory to Elijah from up in heaven to see that there was one that actually learned the lessons.
所以我相信，以利亚他在天上看见有一个人真的被人的风，心里应该非常的满足。伊利亚可能想说，这里有一个人，他就这样子一路的跟着我，一直到底。
John said, "I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk."
对，约翰使徒约翰就说，当我知道我的儿子行在神的旨意中，我的喜乐没有比这个更大的。
You know, I come to church and I come to Bethel and I come into the meetings and fellowship with you. One of the things that I appreciate about the Chinese conference is that the mantle is always coming down.
有一件事就是我来到这个中文的营会里面，我非常的感恩，就是我可以看到这个外衣降下来。
Here in this next 2 days, you can be being filled with the Holy Spirit, every one of you.
如果你愿意的话，你想要的话，在未来的几天中，你可以持续的被圣灵充满。
Because there's an open heaven.
因为在这里有一天向我们。
So-and-so and sister so-and-so, and they may not be here anymore with us.
可能某一个弟兄、某一个姐妹，他们如今不在我们当中了。
But the spirit that rested on them can rest upon you.
但是在他们身上的圣灵，如今也可以在我们身上。
The very same spirit.
因为这是同一个圣灵。
The very same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you.
同一个圣灵的耶稣从死里复活的，如今也可以。